Our next game is about New York City landmarks, and you have to answer quickly before they all turn into a Whole Foods with a soul cycle in the back. Let's check in with our contestants. Katie, what is your favorite place to cry in New York City?
I prefer a Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's one on every corner.
Sure.
And so if you're in between like job interviews or breakups or whatever, then you can just go in, do your cry, compose yourself, then you can go on your way.
I mean, most of those bathrooms just make you want to cry anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like there's at least inspiration.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's your favorite place to cry in New York City?
Probably like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Sure. Great idea. Great idea. And you could, like, put your face into soft things.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if it gets really bad, I can, like, swaddle myself in the linens.
Okay, so one of our producers bravely ventured into Manhattan to produce this audio quiz. We found real people at famous New York City locations and then asked them to describe where they were. This game is worth double points. Katie, stay in the lead, and you go to the final round. Charlie, you need to get more points, or you have to move to Queens. I know. Okay, here we go. Our first clip features Amber McCulloch from Chicago.
I am currently overwhelmed by advertising, colorful, bright lights, and characters from animated films and cartoons. And they're all just waiting for other people to take pictures with them. I don't know. It's quintessential New York.
Charlie.
Times Square.
You got it. Quintessential New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's quintessential for every New Yorker to hate Times Square, I believe.
Yeah. All these people. Get out of here, you people.
We traveled to 33rd Street and went indoors for this next clip.
I'm Miriam Salzman, and I'm from New York. There's people waiting for trains, walking, eating. I think Grand Central smells a bit nicer, maybe a little bit cleaner, a little bit prettier. I would probably not come here if I didn't have to.
Charlie.
Penn Station?
Oh yeah, Penn Station. Name this outdoor location.
I'm Andrew Veal from England. I'm here on holiday. It's very narrow place. You're a little bit off the ground. It's a nice long walk. You're surrounded by beautiful plants. A sort of restful place to be.
Charlie.
The High Line.
You're right, yeah. This is your last clue. Alexander Weber from Belgium may know more about this building than most New Yorkers do.
We are at the bottom of a big building who is very famous in New York, and it was built in 1930, completed in 1931. The architecture is very nice. It's Art Deco.
Katie.
The Empire State Building?
You're right. Yes. Well done. All right. Great game. And after two games, it looks like Charlie has come out the winner and is moving on to our final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Charlie in our final round. And I'll talk to Jim Gaffigan, who recently had his fourth Grammy nomination without a win. He is the Amy Adams of comedy. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR. Yeah.